Authorities in Springfield, Massachusetts are calling for greater security measures at all-night businesses. This follows the unsolved murder earlier this year of a man at a 24-hour gas station in the city. The Springfield Police Department has identified close to 100 businesses that are open past midnight, including 29 gas stations that could be required under a proposed ordinance that's being drafted at City Hall to improve exterior lighting and install high-definition cameras.
We are urging businesses to take part in this program proactively, not only for the benefit of the city, but for their own benefit.
Police Commissioner John Barbieri said the feed from the surveillance cameras would be tied into the police department's real-time crime analysis center.
The goal here is to be ahead of the curve and try to be as proactive as possible to curb violence, especially in and around late-night establishments, to be able to deter crime.
The Springfield City Council's Public Safety Committee has asked the city solicitor to write an ordinance that would require late-night businesses to have a police department-approved security plan. In addition to having video evidence of a crime that investigators could review later, Barbieri said the real-time feed will improve the department's response when an incident is initially reported.
And as calls for service come in or problems become apparent on the cameras, they can direct the officers down there in a manner that is atypical of a response, as opposed to a panicked individual on the phone trying to reach out to the police and say what's going on. They'll have an overwatch telling them who the suspects are, who the innocent witnesses are, which way the suspects went.
City Councilor Tom Ash, who chairs the Public Safety Committee, said Springfield is looking to emulate the success of Project Greenlight in Detroit, where violent crime dropped dramatically at businesses that installed surveillance cameras to coordinate high-priority police response.
Because we know that there's spots around the city that take up a lot of the police department's time through crimes at these late-night establishments, so we want to attack that problem. So we're putting together this program that we think is going to be beneficial not only to the safety of our residents, but also it's going to benefit the businesses by reducing crime and raising their revenues.
At a City Hall news conference, City Councilor Ken Shea credited the family of the late Ivory Downey for highlighting security lapses at the 24-hour service station where the 36-year-old Springfield man was shot and killed last May.
And I think a very positive outcome from that tragedy is going to occur. What we're going to really do here is to create a necklace of safety cameras around the city to provide a safety net for our citizens when they're out in the evening using stores. And I think it's going to make a big reduction in crime.
If the ordinance passes, the plan is to begin a pilot program next year. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.